I think just, I guess you could say collectively as a group, you all have to take, whenever you, are you talking about the off season when we went away after the season or when we got back here?
Start wherever you want.
I mean, as a group, whenever you go away, you kind of got to reflect on your season, what you thought, and just think about what you can do to help the group get better. And I think that's kind of what everyone did, and we got back, and, you know, it's just like any other OTAs or mini camp, is the group's going to get better and do whatever we need to do.
When you reflect back on last season, how did you think you performed?
I'm not going to talk about me specifically. The group, I thought we should have definitely done better. There are obviously areas that we need to improve on. I think we've addressed those areas in our meetings out here on the field, but we got a long ways to go still.
And what gives you optimism that you guys can improve this year?
It's from the guys that we have in the room.
Shoulders can be tricky parts of the body. You seem to respond really well. How pleased are you with how your recovery went this offseason?
I'm not going to talk about injuries. I'll let Coach Caldwell take care of that. Well, he can. If anyone's going to talk about it, it can be him.
When you look at the whole, the scrutiny of the offensive line, it's really been, you know, pretty steady thing. What kind of impact does that have on the spot?
Can you repeat it again? I'm sorry.
I don't know if I can do it word for word, but what about the scrutiny on the offensive line? It's really been probably the most targeted unit in this team. How do you guys react to that?
We don't. As the whole group, we care about what we say. The guys in the room, and that's it. Everything else that happens outside of it doesn't matter to us.
When they bring in competition for you, and they bring in a guy like Graham Glasgow, what does that do? How does that motivate you, or if at all?
It motivates everybody. I mean, this is a business that they're trying to constantly find guys to get better in the entire group at every position.
What did you work on this offseason to get better?
Everything. You know, I think all of us kind of went back and realized what we needed to do as far as strength-wise, field work, things that hurt us last year came back together, and I believe in Jim Bob's system and everything that we're doing right now, and we're taking a step in the right direction, but we still have a long way to go.
Sorry, you keep talking about the unit. I mean, uh-huh. Do you think there was a lack of cohesion at all last year?
Amongst our unit?
Yeah.
I think chemistry takes a long time amongst a group. There's no set time frame as to if a group hits this mark, then this is the answer for the chemistry. You know, it's hard to put that exact time frame on it.
You know, Charles, the team put together a pretty good second half, you know, 6-2 record. Now, an injury kept you from finishing off the season. How disheartening is that not to be able to finish it out?
I mean, like I said, I'm not going to talk about an injury. Anytime that you can't finish anything, it's disheartening.
Lakin likes to go back to California. Obviously, Larry and Taylor work out with Charles, what do you like to do in the offseason? Who do you work out with to improve your game?
I've got a number of people that I kind of like to work with. Some guys that I went to college with. Some guys that were maybe coming out this last year. You know, I have a trainer that I do like to go back to in Arkansas.